Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
To Rome now and Vatican City and our reporter John Cook. John, good morning.
Morning, Philip. How are you?
How is that queue looking?
The queues, well, they're looking long is the answer. The St. Peter's Square in the Vatican is always crowded, particularly these days. But the queues are being managed and crowds herded in different directions, different entry points to file past the coffin of Pope Francis. And they have been very long. And sometimes they were closed off yesterday and people asked to come back at different times. For some, I've been speaking to, they've been getting through in 2 hours yesterday. For others, it got up to 4 hours last evening. And as of this morning, the Vatican says that 48,600 people had filed past Pope Francis' red line wooden coffin to pay their last respects by this morning. And that was after they had stayed open beyond midnight as planned. They stayed open instead until 5:30 a.m. local time, reopening again an hour and a half later at 7 a.m. And for those I've been speaking to, they say it's worth the wait for a number of hours, though they've been struggling perhaps without a drink of water in the heat, because they were being asked to leave bottles of water and other items behind as they went through security checks. They described moments though inside of silent prayers and somber reflection as they prayed the pontiff's mortal remains. Some said they were praying for him, for the church, for their own intentions, like a sick relative perhaps, or their own health challenges. And one woman from Belfast told me this evening that she was in no doubt that Pope Francis will be a saint one day, and she's optimistic and that her prayers would be heard. Another young man I met from Leash this morning told me they came just for a holiday in Rome and they're having a great time, he said, seeing the Colosseum and its historic sites around. But he said they had to go, this group of young men, to see the Pope lying in state. It's a moment in history. We had to be there. You'd never get such a chance again, he said. And there are many young people with similar views, and some with very strong faith as well and a strong connection to Pope Francis, that wanted to be there. It's noticeable how many young people are there. And though it's somber and silent for some, inside it is also notable that people are using their phones, they're taking pictures, they're videoing. Some commented to me they were surprised at that. Others saying, well, it's just what Pope Francis would have wanted. It's just an ordinary, simple sort of time to be with him. A family from Cork told me it's not that unlike a removal back home, Philip, though the queues are a lot longer. And I think we'd put away
and,
the phones.
And minus the mobile phones, one would imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they get in there, John, how long are they physically in view of the coffin and the late pontiff?
It's a short amount of time, then some getting through in about 10 to 20 minutes. The queuing is outside and moving through the buildings to get through there. And then they pass through and just have their brief moment. But it is very crowded, obviously. But people feeling a strong connection, a sense of emotion, they say, even in those crowds.
Okay. I would imagine now the security operation ahead of the funeral on Saturday morning must be escalating.
Definitely. And you can see barricades being put in place where I am this morning around a different area of Rome. I had my bag searched at St. Peter's Square the last few days. But this morning I also had searches, and there was high security around the Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, where I've been visiting. The barricades are being put in place there. There's a heavy police presence. And we know there's more of that to come with all the leaders making their way, the heads of state coming for the state funeral. The Basilica of Santa Maria Maggiore, Philip, just to mention to you, it's where I'm speaking to people right now. It's where Pope Francis has chosen to be buried. Mm-hmm. It's in the heart of a bustling city of Rome. And to some, they say it's about being close to the Virgin Mother, which it's dedicated to Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Others say it's being part of ordinary Rome and all part of Pope Francis wanting to be close to ordinary people. So I'll tell you more about that later on.
John Cook, thank you very much for joining us from Rome this morning.